the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. First appearance at Sydney High School this year as the college kids are getting out for the break. See a few of them out here in the stands. It's the Battle of the Lady Warriors. The Sydney Lady Warriors hosting the Walton Lady Warriors. Both teams struggling out of the gate. So this will be a good test for both teams as they probably have the same, probably about the same amount of ability to win this game. There are a lot of numbers to tell you about, but we'll get to that in just a moment. It is our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs, the best in cars, trucks, SUVs, and service vehicles, including daily rentals, too, and in the expert service department. The phone number is 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, Gary Backus of Walton and Brad Aldrich of Sydney, plus the players and fans of both teams, the best in tonight's game. We're streaming live audio in case you're listening locally and would like to know how somebody else could, Christmas gift here of chocolate. That's all I need. If you want to know about streaming audio live, go to WCDOsports.com, click that on, and I believe you have to have, there's certain requirements you have to have, and we'll talk about that as well. I'll get all the preliminaries from Joe on that for all the techies out there. But anyway, our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. My name's Greg Davey, and I'll be here not only for the game, but at halftime. We'll have an interview with Sydney Superintendent Mr. Bill Christensen talking about the upcoming building proposal for Sydney Central School. The vote on January 15th will make the information known to you in case you didn't know about it yet. It's been highly publicized, and the idea is to get out and vote if you're a Sydney School District resident. All right, we'll be back to take a look at both Walton's and Sydney girls, how their early season has unfolded. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home.
NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back, and it doesn't matter how many years I do this business, whether I was full-time or not at WCDO, every time we hook into things, there are cords to deal with, and I am dealing with a long microphone cord right now. And the purpose of this, besides the halftime interview with Bill Christensen of Sydney Superintendent, is if there's a national anthem singer, and so two purposes, but the cord is extremely long, and it coils up when you least expect it, so I want to make sure I have the clearance on that. But as I was saying before, as I do two things at once, I am a guy, I can multitask, believe it or not, is that Walton has struggled coming out of the gate. They are 2-4 on the season. They have two wins, and they are back-to-back games against Delhi. They do have, however, They do have one of the best players in the MAC, and that would be Courtney Miller. She is a senior and leading in just about every category, both offensively and defensively, for Coach Gary Backus's team. To note, she has 32 two-point field goals, shooting 58% from the field, which is very nice. She's got 8 three-point field goals out of 10 for the whole team. She's got 7 free throws out of 19 for the team, shooting only 39%. The team just shooting 32%, so they really have struggled. As far as rebounds go, she also leads in offense, defense, and total rebounds, of course, at 9.7. So she's almost got a double-double every game. Where's the total points here? Total points, yeah, averaging 13.2 a game. McKaylin, this is going to be a name that's going to befuddle me all night long. McKaylin Kucheri-Stulagros. I might just shorten it to Kucheri, because that is a heck of a lot to say in its own right. 6.3 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, 2 steals per game. Miller also leading with 4.2 steals a game. They're down to about 6.5 minutes in the warm-ups. Assist is Tamara McDonald, and she's averaging 1.8 assists per game, and Courtney Miller averaging 1.3, so she can pass the ball as well. They have struggled to score. I talked to Gary Backus when I got here before the JV game, setting up in advance. Talked to him a little bit. He said, I knew what I was getting into this year. The 7th grade did not do well. Had a one-win season last year. The 8th grade last year had a one-win season. The JVs last year had a one-win season. The varsity did a little bit better than that, but they graduated a lot of capable seniors, and really only Courtney Miller returns with any great experience. So that's a toughie for them. And you got to feel for a coach that says, you know what, I'll take that challenge. I said, are the girls having fun? He goes, oh, my gosh, yes. Are they coachable? He said, oh, absolutely. I said, so you can see improvements, right? He said, yes. So, and, again, back-to-back wins over their Delaware County rivals of Delhi. For the Sydney girls, I don't have stats, but I do have a game-by-game recap. Looks like I'll be announcing the starting lineup tonight. I'm not sure if they're getting a national anthem singer or not. But the Sydney girls started out the season right here, a game against Johnson City. They actually were close, within 1 point after one quarter, 7-6, and then Johnson City showed why they are a member of the Southern Tier Athletic Conference, had an 18-8 second quarter and put that away early, 50-22. And then in the Penny Saver, they played another stack team, and that's Owego. 62-25 was the final there. New Hartford, a big team out of Section 3 near Utica, 72-24, so you can see they've been taking their lumps. Came back in a game on Wednesday the 12th and lost by 4 to Green despite leading by 3 with 2:44 to go. Led 29-26 but lost the game 37-33. And their last game, even more excruciating as far as losing by a small margin, this one by 1 point, 40-39. Now, they were 5-for-11 from the foul line, and their opponents, Hancock, at home were 9-for-16, and that looks like the the difference in the game. They did have four three-pointers. Throughout those five games, their leading scorer has been Kelsey Decker, so she's averaging about 12 points per ball game. She'll have, and those four three-pointers against Hancock were all from Decker. Bethany Carls had a couple of good scoring games. Myesha Davis had seven in the last game. Brianna McClellan, the other forward, or another forward on this team for Brad Aldrich, she scored 10 points in the loss to Green. And but really, after Decker, there's no scoring punch to be relied on. And so both coaches pretty much have a go-to scorer, averaging about the same amount of points, and the whole X factor is the rest of the team. What can they do to contribute? We're going to take our last break, 3.5 minutes to go before the start of the game, and I'll mention a few of the players on the team, which I mentioned a few. Looks like his starting lineup, I better get used to it. We'll have Sydney will also have Hannah Wood. I said Bethany Carl, their point guard Riley Janung, Kelsey Decker, Brianna McClennan. Walton will have Kuchera Stulagros, also Tamara McDonald, Shyla Rathmel, I did not mention, Courtney Miller, I did mention quite a bit, and Haley O'Connor. So those will be the five starters for both teams. So stick around. We'll have the national anthem. We will have also the announcement of the starting lineup, apparently by yours truly, and then we'll have the game. Walton and Sydney, Battle of the Lady Warriors. It's our next-to-last game before the Christmas holiday. Stick around. It's live on FM 101, AM 1490, and live streaming audio on WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
We're specialists in you, Barber's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Number 14, Tamara McDonald. A senior, 5'4". Number 20, Shyla Rathmau. A 5'7", senior, number 22, Courtney Miller. And a 5'6", junior, number 24, Haley O'Connor. Walton is coached by Mr. Gary Backus. Good luck, Lady Warriors. And now the starting lineup for the home team, Lady Warriors of Sydney. A junior, 5 foot junior number one, Riley Janung. A 5'8 junior number 11, Bethany Carl. A 5'4 junior number 13, Hannah Wood. A 6 foot junior number 15, Kelsey Decker. And a 5'11 senior number 23, Brianna McLennan. Sydney is coached by Mr. Brad Aldrich. Good luck, Lady Warriors. Can somebody please grab this microphone? I won't need it again. Thank you. All right, so again, in front of a sparse crowd tonight, it is the Sydney Lady Warriors. Our first look at them in their home white with maroon and, let's see, some maroon on the side, an accent, and the Walton Lady Warriors in their traditional orange, kind of a burnt orange with black Walton and numbers and, of course, white accents. And I want to thank Superintendent of Buildings and Grounds and a former schoolmate, Don Elger, taking over this year and had everything all set up. I didn't need a single cord. They provided the cord. I plugged it in the machine. We are ready to go. All right, glad to have you along. Our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report will feature an interview with Sydney Superintendent Bill Christensen on the school project. Here we go. Sydney will be going right to left. Walton, the opposite, left to right. Veteran officials on hand tonight, and I thought it was a great toss, but neither player was able to get it. Courtney Miller and Kelsey Decker, the two marquee players, I guess, if you will, for these two teams. And on the run, that's Kachera Stulagros, that hyphenated name with multi-syllables in both of them. I'm just going with McCallan. Sydney playing good defense and a bad pass in flight. It is Bethany Carl passing off to Hannah Wood. Misses on the left side. There's a tie-up underneath, and it'll be a possession arrow in favor of Sydney since Walton just seconds ago controlled the tap. So Decker will inbound. Bounce pass to Carl, number 11, back to Hannah Wood. She dumps it inside for McLennan right off her hands. A nice pass by Wood just off of McLennan's hands. And Sydney will put a little bit of pressure on. Now they back off. And there's no doubt the feature matchup tonight is Kelsey Decker versus Courtney Miller. But right now a steal by Riley Janung converts the layup and is fouled. She picked the pocket of Mikaelin Kucher-Stulegros, who will get called for the foul. Janung with the quickness. And a lot of times you got to look out for those smallest players because they have that ability. Nice play by Janung. Moving right up from the JV ranks. She makes the basket and the free throw. Gives Sydney the first points of the ball game at 7:22. She's got a beautiful setup behind the scorer's table here. The only thing I can't see, the scorer's table. And Miller driving down the right side. Some help defense for Decker by Bethany Carl. And right in front of us at the scorer's table, half court, she gets called for the block. So the inbounds will come from McDonald. She'll go to Miller, who just avoids getting the backcourt. Miller, strong with the right hand. Everything with the right hand so far. Bounce pass inside. They try to go across the block as it's knocked away by Sydney. Walton's ball with 18 on the shot clock. Just underway here at Sydney. Starting about as on time as we've played for the first six games we've had. Sydney playing a pretty intense man-to-man defense right now. Miller stops and pops, and it's short. And the rebound pulled down by Carl. The pass up ahead to Janung, and too much for her to handle. It bounces away off her head, actually. Carl's momentum, I think, was the cause of that pass being rifled a little bit too much. Almost a steal by Sydney. Nice pressure defense. Miller trying to go around Hannah Wood this time. Has to save it as the ball went off her foot from near the top of the arc. Shot by McDonald misses. Rebound McLennan. Outlets to Hannah Wood as she'll bring the ball up the court. Passes to the right side for Janung. Bounce pass into McLennan. Back right out to Janung. Fires for three. Short on the mark. And Miller stumbling a bit in the early going. Not getting her footing yet. Now she'll bring the ball up, guarded by Decker. Spin move to the left. So she is able to dribble with both hands. That was a nice move. Underneath, swatting it away is Janung. Carl up to the circle to Decker for three. It's short. Rebound Carl. A bounce back off the glass. That one spins out. McLennan rebounds but does not control it. The rebound by Walton. Nice hustle by Tamara McDonald, the 5'1 senior. She's up the left side, continuing to go until Hannah Wood seals her off. 16 on the shot clock. Still 3-0, 5:40 to go first quarter. Driving in is Kucher-Stulegros. And now pass back to McDonald, who misses a long shot from the left wing. We're up and down the court. Carl trying to get inside and is fouled. It wasn't all that smooth, but she forced the action with Shyla Rathmel getting called for the foul. So Bethany Carl's at the line to shoot two. Shot is up and is good. Didn't know if that had the oomph to get in there, but it hit the front of the rim off the backboard and back in. Second shot, same thing, but this time it caroms off the back of the rim. So it's 4-0. Sydney on top of Walton. Battle of the Lady Warriors. The only time they'll play each other, scheduled to anyway, this season. Miller drives in. Decker doesn't give her much to work with. Miller has got to pass it to Kucher-Stulegros. Now there's hesitation by O'Connor outside, guarded by McLennan. And another steal. Nice steal by Hannah Wood. Gives it off to Janung. She's having trouble controlling the basketball, so she falls on top of it, as well as a player for Walton who appears to be shaken up a bit, maybe the nose or the head. And as everyone knows with concussions, that is a concern that statewide and nationwide. So with 4:54 to go, looks like a timeout asked for by Gary Backus. 4-0 Sydney, early action Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Looking out to see if any players are different for Walton, and no, the player that was injured was Haley O'Connor. She is okay. She's out there on the floor, so it was not nearly the concern we thought it was with a concussion. She just got shaken up when she and Janung were on the floor tussling for the ball, and the possessioner went in favor of Walton. And a dragging of the feet by Tamara McDonald for Walton. That turns the ball back over to Sydney. Lady Warriors of Walton looking for their first points tonight. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Carl over to Hannah Wood. They leave her alone, but pass cross court to Janung. Shot is blocked and out of bounds. Miller with a nice timing. She's had several blocks on the season this year. Got nice stats from Gary Backus before the game, so that always helps kind of tell the story a little bit more. Wood takes the inbounds pass way out beyond the arc. Carl back to Wood to the top of the key. Janung, bounce pass, a little lazy, intended for Decker. Miller almost had the steal. It went out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's ball. 10 on the shot clock. Decker will inbound on that far corner. That's a tough area to do that. And veteran official out there to direct traffic. Pass comes way out to Bethany Carl. Over to Janung. Bounce pass into McClellan. The turnaround is no good. She's fouled in the act of shooting, though. That foul looks like it's going to go on Courtney Miller. Now Brianna McClellan gets to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Brianna McClellan, the only senior on this team. Everybody else is a junior. McClellan's first shot is good. She's had a couple of high-scoring games in her two-year varsity career. So 5-0 in favor of Sydney. We'll give you the subs in just a second. McLennan's second shot is good. Good form for Brianna McClellan. 2 points for her. The subs are number 12, Janine Velarde, and number 40 is Morgan Beardsley. So Sydney will continue to put on a man-to-man press. Nice. Hannah Wood with a quick hand, that field hockey mentality. And a steal again by Wood. The layup is no good, though. Oh, she's frustrated, no doubt about that. Had not one steal, but two steals on that last possession, or double possession, I guess, for Walton. Here comes Miller. Whoa. Almost traveled with the ball. They pass into the corner. There's another steal for Wood, but she was headed out of bounds. She anticipated a teammate going down the court. She didn't go, so it's turned right back. Kelsey Decker catches an air ball. Now Hannah Wood throws down for Janung. And there's all kinds of confusion going on in the paint right now. Good thing we have the referees to make some sense of it. Looks like Sydney will have the inbounds play. And a timeout asked for by Coach Brad Aldrich. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step away. 3:31 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Sydney playing shutout ball early against Walton. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Well, the Walton girls have been out on the court for a while, but you get the full minute. Sydney coach Brad Aldridge took the full minute. So, it's a nice radio setup there. 3:31 to play in the first quarter. Sydney leads 6-0, and Kelsey Decker will now inbound the ball. It's like it was set up for radio. Wood passes down to McLennan, off the glass, good. Nice assist for Wood, nice finish for McLennan, and she's got 4 points. And it's 8-0. Well, very similar to last night when Unitico boys went out to an 11-0 lead. Let's see if Walton has some answers here. Miller not on track yet. In fact, she's only shot once to my knowledge. It will be Walton's ball. Sydney staying in man-to-man defense. Comes into Kucher Stulagros. I guess I can say it. High post pass to McDonald. Or no, check that, to Velarde. Wood and Janung going for the steal. They'll call Hannah Wood for the foul. That'll be Sydney's second team foul. So Michaelin Kucher Stulagros comes out. And replaced by Lacey Spidell, a 5'4 sophomore. Pass lofted. They were looking for Miller. Ball went right past her. Here comes Carl through traffic off the glass. Oh, rolls off the rim. Wood tries to steal it, and I think she's going to get called. Yes, indeed, she will get called for the push. There's a reason she got the ball. That's her second. Sydney has not subbed yet, but Coach Aldridge may have to do that now with Hannah Wood getting her second foul this early in the game, 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Walton streaking down with McDonald right down the middle, passes it to the left side, a shot missed, two shots missed on either side of the rim. Long pass up ahead to Janung. Hard shot off the glass is good. And that makes it 10-0 Sydney. Miller now being guarded by, well, looks like Hannah Wood is literally taking the ball carrier, and she's helping right now, and she just knocked the ball away from Courtney Miller. Miller had passed to McDonald. Wood went over to guard against her and came right back when Miller got the ball again. But she's going to have to sit down, full of energy that she is. Two fouls on Hannah and replaced by Michaela Finkbeiner, a 5'8 junior. Both of those girls, had this been a boys' game, would have volunteered to sing the national anthem. I can tell you that because they did it several times last year. 10-0 the score. Sydney with the ball. Finkbeiner looking to pass it to Carl. Carl didn't have any right to get that ball, but somehow found it. Kelsey Decker from the left corner missed it. And here comes Walton. There's no fast break to be had. There's four Sydney girls back on defense. Miller at the top of the key. Keeps her dribble alive. Nice screen. Three-point shot off the glass, no good. It was not intended to be off the glass. That's just where it went. And Velarde touched it last for Walton. Can't say Lady Warriors because both teams are named Lady Warriors. It's that one enigma we still have in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, a holdover from the Susquehanna Association. Miller almost stole it from Decker. She'll fire for three, and she makes it. So Kelsey Decker, the leading scorer, watched her team score the first 10 points. Now she's cashed in of three. It's the first of the night. It's now 13-0 in favor of Sydney. Bounce pass inside. Now a pass to the outside and a shot missed by Spidell. Sydney rims not kind to this Walton team. Foul down underneath. Well, that's clear enough when the when the player wears number one, there's nothing else you can say. And that's Riley Janung for Sydney. Miller off the inbounds, goes for three, missed it. McLennan with a rebound. Janung broke free, but McLennan could not secure the rebound. Now Janung rips the ball away from Courtney Miller, and she'll bring the ball up the right side. She'll wait for the offense to set up, because the fast break simply was not there. Bethany Carl now at the point to Decker. Cross court to Janung. Off her hand, it's turned back over. Down to 39.8 seconds to go. 13-0 Sydney. Walton's going to bring it up slowly. They can't play for the last shot with a 30-second time clock. It is McDonald looking underneath, but Carl steals the ball. Now she's got a 3-on-2. The spin move in the lane goes off the glass, and Bethany Carl scores her first bucket. 3 points in all. Four of the six players who have played so far for Sydney have scored, and it's now 15-0. Will they play shutout ball in the first quarter? Finkbeiner nearly gets a steal against Tamara McDonald, who had the ball underneath Sydney's basket. 6.3 seconds to go. Boy, for a team looking for their first win, this would be a heck of a boost of confidence. They triple team Miller, and there's nowhere to go except Finkbeiner with a steal, but the shot will never get off. But Sydney goes out to an impressive 15-0 first quarter lead. So stick around. We've got second quarter action on your live local sports leader, WCDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Abey back at Sydney High School. The boys will be playing Walton tomorrow night right here on this court for only their, I think it's their first home game. But our game tomorrow night will be what I think is the first early big matchup of the season for the boys, and that is Bainbridge-Guilford hosting Unitigo. Both teams impressive right out of the start. BG state rank. Looking forward to that one. 7:30 start, 7:15, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Courtney Miller saying, hey, we have no points. I'm going to try to change that. Drives right down the middle and then proceeded to lose the basketball. So Sydney has a new player in there, Nicole Smith, number 21. Like everybody but Brianna McLennan, a junior for Sydney. Riley Janung, bounce pass to the left side for Kelsey Decker. Decker averaging 12 points a game, just a three-pointer, but her teammates have sparkled on both defense and offense. Janung open for the left side, 12-footer, no good. Ball chased in the corner, Bethany Carl comes away with it. But she gave up her dribble, hands it off to Decker. Decker trying to move on the right side, gets called for the travel, so Walton gets another chance to break into the scoring column. Sydney is going to press. And an illegal screen block called on Lacey Spidell of Walton. And that was as Sydney was trying to simply defend on the press. I believe a substitution will take that. Yep, they'll allow the sub. Spidell comes out. Heather Ogden comes in, a 5'6 junior. And meanwhile, Sydney gets the ball to inbound on their offensive end. Carl, through traffic, just misses on that bank shot. Miller on the breakaway. Looking, well, Carl catches up, so there is no breakaway. Miller got the ball stolen by Bethany Carl. Boy, these girls are quick with the hands. Carl drives all the way, makes the bank shot, but that's going to be waved off for the offensive foul, and that will be two on Bethany. Well, she did everything right, except she did knock an opponent over in the paint as she went up for the shot. Referees determined that to be an offensive foul, so there is no shot. It's an out-of-bounds play. Up the court comes Velarde, and she goes behind half court. Bethany Carl, courtesy of her defense for that mental error. And yet a turnover in favor of Sydney. I don't know who's keeping stats or what stats they do keep for Sydney, but this one is all defense as far as creating the offense. Finkbinder to Carl, a runner. This bank shot will go. 5 points for Bethany Carl. She and Riley Janung share the team lead with five. Carl going to try to play Velarde man-to-man on the and the long pass by Nicole Smith, a steal, passes to Janung. But Carl made that steal possible. To the right side for Carl, right back to Janung, top of the key. Decker left, now to an open Finkbinder. Too far on the shot. Carl catches it down the other side. Missed the shot. A couple of ricochets later, she has it back. Now Decker right side. That one misses long. Rebound by Miller, and I think a push from behind on Michaela Finkbinder, and that's going to be her first. And I've got six team fouls. So does the scoreboard. So with Hannah Wood up off the bench, she replaces Riley Janung. Remember, Carl and Wood both have two fouls. They're in there with Decker, Finkbinder, and Smith. Walton still looking for their first points. And back into the game, by the way, Michaelin Kuchera-Stulegros. I probably have not said it the same way twice. Carl literally picks her pocket. And as she's driving toward the hoop, gets fouled by Kuchera-Stulegros. That's her second. Well, between Carl, Wood, and Janung, I would say at least a dozen steals. Pass inside from Decker to Carl. Missed it. Decker wound up slinking in and getting the ball and shooting from underneath the hoop, and that one just rolled off. And as Walton tried to break from the pack, it's a foul on Finkbinder. So three Sydney girls with two fouls each, and that will give Walton their first chance to score a point because it's at the free throw line. Tamara McDonald, and this is a 1-1. First shot coming up is good, and that will, we'll write that down, 5:48 of the second quarter. First point for Walton. And it's always good to see that. Zero erased and into a one. Second shot, very good. McDonald hits two for two. Well, let's see where that goes. 17-2 is the score. 5:47 in the clock running in the second quarter. Carl lost the ball, but it bounced over to Decker. Now it's a steal back the other way by McDonald. Pass up ahead. Kuchera-Stulegros touched last by Carl, who tried to intercept it. Well, as we said, both teams struggling early. Walton has two wins over Delhi, back-to-back games. Here comes McDonald driving in. Got partially blocked, put back up there off the catch by Ogden. And she's fouled. And that's going to be the third foul on Bethany Carl. So 5:30 to go. So at the line is Heather Ogden. First shot is short. Riley Janung will replace Carl, who probably will sit for the rest of the half of those three fouls. But boy, what a half she's already had between the 5 points, at least a half a dozen steals. Second shot is off the back of the rim. First one was short, second one was long. Nicole Smith rebounded. Her outlet pass was knocked away. All right, now Walton's going to put a little pressure on. Let's see who handles the ball coming up. Decker over to Hannah Wood. Wood going into the double team, passes to Finkbeiner, and then Smith open down below, but by the time the pass got to her, good play by Mikhailin Kucher. Stulegros knocks the ball away. Caught up to that pass very quickly. Decker will inbound on the near side of Sydney's basket. Smith swings it out to Wood. Now they set it up for Decker. Left baseline, no good. High off the boards. And a good rebound by number 40, and that's Morgan Beardsley, 5'10 junior. Oh, wide open. McDonald goes to Ogden. Oh, this one spins out. Follow up by McDonald, blocked by Decker. She brings the ball up the court, flings it to Wood. Wood at the foul line, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by McDonald, and up and down the court we go. 4:48 to play, 17-2 Sydney. And a girls' matchup of the MAC. Both teams struggling, but Sydney looking for their first win, and they are playing the much better defensive game. Hannah Wood to the right side for Decker. She's on the right wing, back out to Wood. Walton now in a zone defense. Decker cuts down, or pass cutting down for Smith, blocked by Beardsley. Good block by number 40. McDonald for three, nails it. So Tamara McDonald, all 5 points for Walton, making it 17-5. Decker to Janung, who's on the right wing this time. Her 16-footer is low and an air ball out of bounds. So Walton making some improvements along the way here in the second quarter. Sydney substitutes Brianna McLennan back in the ballgame. Walton brings in their top scorer, but scoreless so far, Courtney Miller. Miller has the ball up the right side, gets by Janung, bounce pass across the court. It is put up and missed by Beardsley. Really good pass. 3:43 to go. Wood to the left side for Decker. Defense follows her. Now to Wood. Pass underneath McLennan. Nice play and off the glass. It's good. Wood with a nice assist. That's the second time those two girls have connected for a basket. 19-5 Sydney. McDonald up the floor. Janung guards her. Now pass to the right baseline for O'Connor, and that misses. And apparently off of a Walton player. It was on the far side, didn't quite see it. I'll trust the officials got it right. Decker looked at an NBA three. There's no way she was going to take that. Oh, the pass inside for McLennan might have been knocked away by Walton. Because, yep, Decker's going to go. She's the designated inbounder, apparently. And they have the play where she goes around a screen and comes to the corner for a shot. Let's see if they do it. Well, Sydney's got a different setup right now. They stack it four wide on the far elbow. Bounce pass into McLennan. Miller and Decker tangled back up as Miller anticipated that pass. Apparently her foot was on the end line. Decker will inbound the same play, same place, but the team formed the box this time instead of a single line. Decker passes back to McLennan, struggles to get the shot off. Decker finishes, or tries to finish, can't do it. McLennan gets one shot at it, almost a second, and out of bounds. Off Walton again. My goodness. Sydney's getting a lot of possession time. Morgan Beardsley going to be replaced in the Walton lineup by Heather Ogden. Decker to inbound again. Pass to Smith. No, it's picked off nicely by Haley O'Connor, who read that play. 2:45 left in the first half. If I said first quarter before, I apologize. There's a big two up there on the scoreboard. There's a shot from the left side, missed by O'Connor. Ball knocked around a little bit down near the floor. Finally picked up by Sydney. Here comes Decker out to Janung. They're going to try to run a play with 19 on the shot clock. Decker at the point this time. Guarded by number 11, Megan McNamara in the ball game, and a long shot. I believe that was Riley Janung. I'll put the question mark down there because I was looking at the clock. And then I looked up and saw the swish. Hannah Wood with a recovery on the loose ball. I don't think that's a steal, but she gets it anyway. Up, they're going to. They won't stop her. She passes to McClellan. Her shot misses. Smith rebounds, but gets tangled up with a defender, namely Tamara McDonald, who transitions her own play to McNamara. Now shot by Miller, too hard off the glass. Gets her rebound, passes out to McDonald. Shot for three from the right side, no good. Miller with a follow-up. That one rolls off the rim, and she's on the floor extremely frustrated. Now another shot put up by McDonald, and that one misses. And as I said about the frustration of Courtney Miller, there's no doubt that retaliation netted that second foul. So both teams, nope, six for Walton, so it's not the bonus shot. Nice pass lofted from Wood to Decker, driving in, took an extra step, they gave it to her. Foul on the inside. Referee says foul on Heather Ogden, that's her first. Now both teams are in the bonus, but this is shooting time for Kelsey Decker, who has a three-pointer. First time at the line, and the shot is missed. Sydney was 4-for-5 at the line in the first quarter. They lead 22-5. Second shot for Decker. She gets it right this time. 4 points. A nice balance going on right now for the Sydney Lady Warriors. They have 2 3-pointers and doing decent from the line. 1:15 to play in this first half. 23-5. Shot inside by Miller. Got two defenders on her this time and came up short. Bounce pass across the key to Miller. Nobody had her there. Pass and shot. Missed it. O'Connor. Rebound on the far side. Foul on the play. That might be Hannah Wood's third foul. Absolutely. So now Sydney's main defenders from the guard position, Carl and Wood, both with 3 fouls. And before the end of the quarter, they are going to bring in Finkbinder. And because Finkbinder, because this is a one-on-one, so they couldn't wait for the second shot. McNamara makes the first one. Well, I guess they could have now, huh? Walton 3-for-5 from the line so far. 23-6, just under a minute to play in the first half. Second shot is short. Hustling to get the ball is Miller. Nice play. McDonald goes for three, just off the mark. Rebound by Decker. Janung releases, but they don't find her. Here comes Decker, weaving her way through traffic, tries to finish the entire play herself and gets fouled. McDonald picks up her first foul. That'll be 8 team fouls on Walton. Sydney has 9 team fouls. Decker at the line was 1-for-2 just a moment ago. This one's long. As I said at the beginning of the game, Sydney's roster, very unique. They have all juniors except number 23, Brianna McClellan, the only senior. Same thing with their field hockey team. They had all underclassmen except Victoria Sickler, who was the only senior. Well, true to form, Decker misses the first, makes the second. Unofficially 5 points, unless she was the one that made that other three-pointer. Got to check that at halftime. Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. We'll talk to Superintendent of Schools at Sydney, Bill Christensen, about the building project that's proposed and the vote on January 15th. It's supposed to be October 30th, but Sandy had other ideas, Superstorm Sandy. Now there's a foul on McLennan, just mentioning her name. She gets her first foul in the book, and it's 1-1. No, make that a two-shot mandatory foul shot for Haley O'Connor. So she can relax. She's a southpaw. Misses the first one. Walton held to 5 points. Or 6 points. All in the second quarter. Second shot also missed. 23 seconds to go. They've turned the shot clock off. Decker to the left side for Finkbinder. Now Decker to the right for Janung. Bounce pass. Intended for McLennan. Miller stepped in front, made a clean steal, trying to finish all the way, goes up, and she does draw the foul. So with 10.3 seconds to go. Courtney Miller will get a chance to get into the scorebook as the foul is on Michaela Finkbeiner. That is the third Sydney player to get three fouls. First shot is up. A little too strong. Spun around and left. Second shot also, the same thing, too long. A putback on the offensive rebound by O'Connor, no good. Rebounded by Sydney, and with 4 seconds to go, will they be able to get a shot off? Decker, right at the buzzer, no, it falls off to the right. But Sydney, to the delight of their hometown fans, go out to a 24-6 halftime lead against Walton. They are looking for their first seasonal victory and their first league victory. So a boost of confidence going into the locker room. So stick around. We've got the Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We'll recap the scoring, what there is of it, and we'll give the interview. And hopefully we've got some streaming audio people out there listening to tonight's game. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Sydney, where the Lady Warriors are in search of their first victory, and they are halfway home with a 24-6 lead over the Lady Warriors of Walton. It's our halftime report on WCDO, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. Celebrating 85 years of delivering you energy solutions with outstanding customer service, the phone number is 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Quick recap of the game. So far, Sydney went out to a first quarter 15-0, that's right, 15-0 lead. They now have a 24-6 lead. Walton did get on the board with Tamara McDonald, get two free throws and a three-pointer, and a free throw by Megan McNamara for their 6 points. Sydney has Kelsey Decker, who wound up with that second three-pointer, by the way. She's got 8 points overall, 2 for 4 from the line. Riley Janung with 5, Bethany Carl with 5, and Brianna McLennan with 6. Sydney is 6 for 9 from the free throw line. All right, ready to go here? All right. In a limited time here, we've got Superintendent of Schools, Sydney Bill Christensen, who I might add is a Windsor graduate, but he's come to his senses. He's a Warrior now. So we've got Superstorm Sandy had canceled a postponed a vote. You got it back quickly enough to make it something over Christmas break for January 15th for a revote on this school project that's basically two elements, with one element having three parts. In as brief as you can.
As brief as I can. Boy, I know. That's scary. Yes, there is two propositions. The first proposition includes two boilers. We're actually trying to downsize the number of boilers we have in the district, obviously taking some advantage of some efficiencies there. Also includes our field projects again, some renovation work to the auditorium, actually a significant amount of renovation work to the auditorium, and then some other items. We're also going to take a look at some school safety issues that we've identified through the years, the lockers in the high school, some climate control systems, and it's quite comprehensive. But the big parts are the boilers, the auditorium, and then, of course, our field projects.
Okay. This was put up a year ago without the boilers.
It was, yes.
And was defeated. Is there a different feeling about town from the reaction you've gotten that's changed considerably?
I think there is. Last year it was really focused on the fields. The auditorium was included as well. But I think after another year, and those fields are very, very difficult for our kids to play on, I think people are starting to understand, too, that there's roughly 400 athletes in our district of the 1,200, and it really does impact all of them. They all get an opportunity to be up there. They play up there. But we also have huge community leagues. I mean, as we stand here tonight, Greg, I mean, there's 100 girls playing field hockey next door indoor on a field hockey, indoor field hockey, and our basketball team. So it's a year-round. Our athletes now are playing year-round, and I think that's I get a feel that people are starting to understand that more. And then also we're looking at the capital reserve. That's the second proposition, and that's really important to us. That as a community that is planning out the next 10 years of renovations or maintenance or anything that comes up, it's our constant funding source, so we're not going back to voters.
Okay. And now the vote's January 15th. That will allow college kids who are home to vote, but do they have to register, or if they are home, can they already just go?
No, anyone is still, college students normally still reside at home. They're just off at school. So they are eligible to vote either by absentee ballots. The timing this time, it is January 15th, so many of our college students will be home, so they certainly can come and vote. We encourage, that is the big push we have, is encouraging people to vote. Our voter turnout last time was not the best a year ago, and even in our budget votes, we've had very positive budgets the last couple of years, right, as far as tax levies going down, and so our voter turnouts haven't been great. So I can't stress enough, it's important people vote.
Okay, well, and that's the purpose of the interview, is the information on what you said.
Absolutely.
And more or less to promote the idea of voting.
Yes.
Become involved. You have no right to gripe one way or the other.
Absolutely. I get it quite a bit, both sides, people for it and against it. But, I can't stress enough, it's your opportunity to participate in the decision-making. It's your opportunity to come out and vote and one way or the other. I respect everyone's opinions on it. But I do encourage you, please vote. That's really the big push.
All right. Appreciate your time. I know you've been busy running around with everything going on here, but
it's a busy week.
You're the best dressed interviewee I've ever had.
Well, thanks, Greg, and have a happy holidays to all of you.
Save. All right. Thank you, Bill. That's Bill Christensen, the superintendent of schools at Sydney, and he basically gave you the overview, and the information is pretty clear. 7 a.m. to, I believe, 8 p.m. On January the 15th will be the voting day, which was postponed, of course, from October 30th because of Superstorm Sandy. We're about a minute 40 away from starting the second half, 24-6 in favor of Sydney over Walton. And you are listening to the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on FM 101 AM 1490 and streaming live on WCDOsports.com. Got some folks out there want to say hi to. And I'm Greg Davey, having a good time here before the Christmas holidays, so stick around. We'll be back with the second half on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, and the game will resume here very shortly. Our Morabito Halftime Report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products at 563-HEAT. My thanks to Bill Christensen once again for his consenting to interview tonight. I didn't know the field hockey thing was going on. Field hockey has gotten back to a fever pitch here at Sydney, which is good. All right, so Sydney starts the second half of the basketball, I should say, and Bethany Carl gets fouled just simply driving down the right side in front of the Sydney bench by Courtney Miller, who has obviously been tied up, not literally, but defensively, by the crew of Sydney girls that have not allowed her to get a shot off cleanly. And going inside to score is Kelsey Decker. My apologies to Kelsey, because she had scored the three-pointer. She and Riley Janung were standing in about the same spot, and they both have shot from that same spot, so I didn't know who made it. I did check the scorebook, and I do have confirmation it's Kelsey Decker. And speaking of Kelsey Decker, she also picks up her first personal foul of the second half. 26-6 is our score, and Walton looking for some answers. A bank shot by Miller will not do it. Rebound by Decker, trying to save it right underneath Walton's basket, and oh my gosh, that is a takedown, 2 point, or a reversal, as Bethany Carl and Michaela Kuchera-Stuligros get tied up. And that's going to be 4 on Bethany. So as much as she, as well a defense as she has played tonight, she's also gotten pretty aggressive, and that was proof positive right there. They reset the 30-second clock. Do they market it anything? No, they'll keep it at the 30. I think that's the way it was supposed to be anyway. I think the clock might have shorted out there for a second. Miller passes off to her teammate Stuligros, misses. McLennan throws it long for Wood, but instead of running like a wide receiver, she stood there waiting for it, and it went over her head. Steal by Walton. Nice play. Kuchera-Stuligros looking up and looking to pass. Passes back to Morgan Beardsley, who gets the start for the second half. Miller just can't get a clean shot off. Now she goes from the right side. That's airballing far side to Finkbeiner. And there's something amiss with a shooting clock. So, to be honest, in the first half, I don't think the shot clock got below 5 or 6, but you still got to have it working. It's at 30. I don't know if the mice aren't running around the wheel effectively tonight, I guess. 7:01 left in the third quarter, 26-6. And Sydney's not setting any records on the offensive end, to be sure, but their defense has certainly been pretty good and at times very good. I think both coaches are going to be called to the center here. I think the officials are starting to think, hey, you know, I think somewhere in our schooling we were taught if the shot clock fails, we do this or this or this. We got a plan B. So tomorrow night, by the way, as we're trying to figure it out, this out a little bit, tomorrow night is the early marquee matchup of the season in boys basketball from Bainbridge-Guilford. The Bobcats, undefeated, going to be facing, and state rank, going to be facing the Unitigo Spartans, who do have a couple of losses on the season, but last night against Oxford looked very good, especially in the second half. And I have the feeling this is going to be a game that's going to feature everything. Going to feature some good scoring, going to feature some good shooting from the outside, excellent defense, and good team play. If Unitigo plays like they did last night in the third quarter, they're going to give the Bobcats trouble. But I talked to Jim Knight after the game, and he did say, I said, I'm looking forward to Friday's game, aren't you? And he goes, well, I don't know, because BG's pretty good. Of course, that's what a coach is supposed to say, but I think he wants to play them. I think he wants to see where his team does stand. The other measuring stick after beating Oxford last night, despite Andrew Golden's 29 points, is obviously going to be Sydney. That'll be a game, you know, we're going to cover that one. All right, so Hannah Wood now dribbles the ball up for Sydney, goes to Kelsey Decker, back out to Wood because Decker was double-teamed. Shot clock is basically turned off. They go inside to McLennan, and again, unable to catch the pass, and it was a nice pass from Hannah Wood. When McLennan's caught the ball, she's finished twice for very easy baskets. But first, you got to catch the ball. Here comes Miller driving in against McLennan. Came up short. Scores it now. She followed up her own shot, scored it, and she's fouled. So Courtney Miller now on the scorebook. And that is the first two-point field goal for Walton tonight. Their only other field goal was a three-pointer by Tamara McDonald in the first half. She misses the free throw. It's 26-8. So Sydney has just a basket. Both teams have 2 points in the third quarter. 6:30 to go. Steal away for Kucher Stulegros of Walton. She's guarded by Riley Janung. They're both about 5'1". McDonald looks to pass inside. Fake shot. Missed, but a nice shot nonetheless by number 20. And that's Shyla Rathmel, who had not seen much action in the second quarter. There's a runner by Kucher Stulegros. Cannot make the shot. Then she tried to save it and was unable to do that, too. But she hustled the entire time. 26-8. Sydney by 18. Inbounds pass to Miller. Oh, and it was an easy shot inside. I say easy, knowing that I probably couldn't make it, but she missed it, and it was just a super inbounds play. It's been that not kind of night for Walton, and especially Courtney Miller, who's had a lot of those shots fall in. Nice backdoor pass from Wood to Decker. Decker with 12 points, but a nice backdoor pass from Hannah Wood, who is not a scorer herself, but she's definitely the leader in assists. There's a steal by McLennan, but she could not hang on to the ball. There's a shot by Miller for three, and she's got this one. Well, maybe Courtney Miller's getting untracked a little bit. 28-11. She's got 5 points. Wood starts right, goes left, comes back to the right, still dribbling. And I can't say the shot clock has X amount of seconds because that's been officially turned off. Miller passes to her teammate, McDonald. Miller got shut off on the defense by Decker. So Walton inbounds. McDonald into the corner. Out of bounds. Hit off there by Sydney, and I was blocked out by the official. Suffice it to say, Walton will inbound now. They'll do it on the far sideline in front of the Sydney student section, which, boy, only has a couple of dozen kids over there. It's Miller at the top, going to the right. Passes to McDonald. Now Kucher Stulegros to the left side for Miller. Around the screen, she'll stop and pop. This one's off the back of the rim. Rebounded, though, by Beardsley, who puts it up and in. So Walton starting to get some momentum, 28-13 with 4:51 to play in the third. Finkbeiner goes to the high post for Decker to Janung. She's double-teamed. Decker stops and drags her foot a little bit, but I think the referee saw the contact. We'll call it on Tamara McDonald of Walton, who has her second foul. Both teams with three fouls in the second half. Sydney in worse shape as far as foul trouble goes. Decker misses the first. She's got the game-high 12 points. Second shot is off the front of the rim. Hustling to get it is Wood. Chasing the ball with her is Courtney Miller of Walton. That possession arrow gives it to Sydney, who's going to my right now in front of the Sydney bench, of course. Decker will inbound right in front of Sydney chairs. In fact, Coach Aldrich, who is now sitting farther down. Pass lofted into McLennan, and again off her hands, but Sydney will have it. I thought it was off her hands anyway. Janine Velarde comes into the ball game, replacing Shyla Rathmel. Finkbeiner gets the inbounds pass, goes to Hannah Wood, top of the key, passing, looking for Janung, thinking she was cutting from the right baseline toward the basket. She wasn't cutting as fast as Wood thought, and the ball went out of bounds. Walton's ball trailing by 15. They've trailed by as many as 20 at 26-6. Actually, 22 with 26-4. No, I take that back, 26-6. Let's go with the first instinct, and there's a three-pointer by Tamara McDonald, her second of the game. She's got 8 points, and it's now a game at 28-16. Sydney held to just 4 points. There's Janung answering from the right side for two. That's her first point since early in the game. And the 5-foot junior has seven in the Sydney book. 30-16. Top of the key, Kuchera Stulagros driving in. Nope, Janung seals her off from the outside, or the left baseline rather. Morgan Beardsley in the corner missed it. Caught on the other side. Wood comes up the floor looking right. Bounce pass to Janung. Tries to wrap a pass around the defender. Stepping in is Miller with a steal. Miller starts left, goes right. Hard off the glass, no good. Rebound Decker. Quick outlet stolen by Kuchera Stulagros. Number 5 passes out to number 12, which is Velarde. And she took an extra step before making her move. That's a travel. One player for Sydney that's not in the lineup that could be is Dawn Savino, a 5-foot junior. She wears number 2. She is on crutches right now, and that's the only thing slowing her down. She's another like Janung, Wood, and Carl, just a firebug out there. Wood, high post pass to McLennan, right back to Wood. Wood to the right side, bounce pass down on the blocks to Decker, off the glass, well done. Wood, another assist to Decker, who gets 14 points. 32-16. Driving in off the glass and finding a home is Tamara McDonald with 10 points. So she is leading the Walton scoring 32-18, 2:38 to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass again by Janung. It's stolen away by Miller. Wood, though, chases it back, anticipates the long pass, and steals it back. Baseball pass way down. Knocked off the hands, though, of Velarde, stolen away by Beardsley. Not the best pass to be making three-quarter court when everybody you throw to has got an orange shirt. Miller, top of the key. Guarded by Decker to the right side. Here comes Stulagros. Shot off the baseline is no good. McDonald gets bumped by McLennan. No call there. McLennan picks up the ball, hands it off to Decker. Decker sees that nobody's turned around to play her on defense, but could not get through the double team. It really wasn't a double team. There were two. She was just trying to get in between two defenders. And so two players coming off for Walton. And first look at 6-foot junior, number 31, actually number 24, Myesha Davis. She was listed as 31 before, but she is definitely 24. Shot, three-pointer for Kelsey Deckard. She's got 17. 35-18 the score. Sydney opening it back up to a 17-point lead. Miller guarded by Decker to McDonald. Miller thinks about a three. She backs up. Decker gives her room to shoot it. Short off the back of the rim. I said short. That was long off the back of the rim. What am I talking about? Davis with a nice rebound. Pass up ahead to Janung. Miller comes from behind, though. Steals it and tries to save it, but it's out of bounds. Good hustle by everybody involved in that play. Janung for driving, for running long. Davis with a nice pass. But Courtney Miller ran all the way back to at least give her team a chance, and they've just stolen it. Back, it's McDonald. Bounce pass, just missed on the play, on the shot, and Wood trying to rebound and is fouled by number 21, who missed that shot in there, Lacey Spidell, her second foul. Fourth team foul on Walton. So Sydney has Hannah Wood, Riley Janung, Myesha Davis, Kelsey Decker, and Brianna McLennan, a rather tall lineup for the Sydney Warriors, about as tall as they could get it right now. Down to a minute to play in the third quarter. Decker thinks about a three and will be called for the travel. Her second thought came a little too late. She left her foot and jumped on that play just ever so slightly. Referee picked up on it. It's 35-18. Walton wanting a couple of baskets here to end the quarter, maybe on a good note. There's a drive in by Spidell. Misses it. Davis with a defense. Wood ahead to Janung off the left side. No good. She gets her own rebound. Runs helter-skelter, then gives it off to Hannah Wood. 35 seconds to go. Wood bounce pass to Janung this time on the right side. Floats a pass into McLennan. She does get the ball. And the trail official will make a call on a non-shooting situation. So that will not be a one-and-one. Not sure who that foul's on. Well, I think that was Spidell, but they don't put it up there. It should have been her third. Wood, with 25 seconds to go, bounce pass inside off the hands of Miller. It was intended for McLennan. That's happened a bunch of times tonight, with a guard trying to feed the forward, and the defender for Walton seems to know that it's coming. Sydney will inbound. Let's see, they'll set up the box this time. Decker will inbound on the near side for Sydney's basket. Pass comes out to Wood on the right wing. Goes inside to McLennan and slipped right through her hands again. 35-18 Sydney. 13 seconds for Walton to get something going. Nice drive in, and a shot missed by Spidell. Pass again, that long pass that I think they're throwing it, hoping somebody's going to get into it. I mean, Sydney kids do have good speed, but not that good. It'll be Walton's ball. They did create the turnover. 3.9 seconds to go. Passing it up quickly. It'll have to be a bomb. And the shot is up and missed. Well, a much better quarter for Walton, but Sydney had some answers, mostly Kelsey Decker scoring 9 of the 11 points. Sydney takes a 35-18 lead into the fourth quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chrysler's, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Proper Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. In you,
Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we've had a few people reporting in streaming live. Actually, not reporting in. We sure wish that you would report in. Let us know where you're listening from. Now, don't need to know the brand of your computer or your mobile device. Just want to know where you are listening to this game from. If you've got relatives, that's fine. That's understandable. Loved ones, if you're a Sydney graduate, a Walton graduate, that's fine. Love to hear about that. Sydney leading Walton in a girls' MAC matchup, 35-18. Sydney looking for their first win of the season after being 0-5 early on, losing two close ones to Green and Hancock, but a 17-point lead right now enjoyed over Walton. Looks like an illegal screen to start the fourth quarter. Not a good way to start for Walton. Heather Ogden with her second foul. But Walton did put 12 points on the board in that quarter. Doubled their first half output, making 18 points. Sydney with 11 points in that quarter. And there's a foul on the offense for Sydney. Looks like Maisha Davis with her first foul. All right, so coming up the floor. Let's set the lineup for Walton. Tamara McDonald, who's their high scorer with 10 points. Passed it into the right corner and intended for, Janine. I always want to say Janice. It's Janine Velarde. Courtney Miller. Lacey Spidell. I think that's everybody. Three-point shot left side. Swish for Kelsey Decker. She's got a fourth three-pointer and 20 points overall. So she is individually outscored the entire Walton team. Courtney Miller, who's averaging 12 points a game, struggling with five. Here comes Riley Janung off a steal and off the left side. There's going to be a timeout after that nice play by Riley Janung. She's got 9 points. Walton takes the time, 40-18, 6:58 to go in this ballgame. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
At the conclusion of this game, we'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. I think the offense award is pretty much set right now. I don't want to give away anything, but the defense, that one's up for grabs right now. And let's see, one of the players out there up for grabs it with is Hannah Wood. She's playing good defense on a shot on a player that missed a shot for Walton, and a possession arrow in favor of Sydney, and that was created by Maisha Davis, who was tied up with the Walton player that I didn't see which one that was. I apologize for that. Wood down inside. They zoom a pass to Davis. Instead of shooting, she kicks it out to Janung. Misses on the shot, but it was a good pass because Davis didn't really have a shot. Decker nearly with a steal in the backcourt. Walton will bring the ball up. So it is Spidell and McDonald. Tamara McDonald at the top of the key to Courtney Miller. Still trying to get some points. She will miss on the layup inside. Can definitely feel the pain on that. Just looking at her facial expressions after missing shots like that, that she knows she can make, and she's made dozens of times. All right, so Brianna McLennan comes out. Nicole Smith's come back in for the Sydney Warriors. There's Miller, and a nice baseline shot. This one just teeters off the rim as well. Davis trying to rebound, brings the ball down, and that's where Lacey Spidell came in and created the hold. Not quite a 1-1. That is the sixth, however, so next time that happens, make that 7. A little slow on the digit up there, so that is the seventh, and Maija Davis will be at the line. And for the first time in a while, Bethany Carl comes back in. Of course, she had the four fouls, so she had to sit out with foul trouble early in the third quarter. Riley Janung sits down. Maija Davis at the line for the first time. Shoots and misses long. Rebound by Miller. Miller brings the ball up the floor for Walton. Crosses to the right side, now comes back left. Comes back to the right. To Kucera-Stuligros. Left side, it's McDonald. A couple of ball fakes. Guarded closely by Wood, but passed off. A nice pass from McDonald to Megan McNamara, who scores her first bucket, and it was a really nice offensive play created by Tamara McDonald of Walton. 40-20. So Sydney's largest lead of 22 is down to 20. Carl, right side. That was a good-looking shot from when she took off because I had the angle. She was right. The perfect angle between myself and the basket was Bethany, and she shot it just inside the three-point line. So Carl now has seven. 42-20, back to the largest lead. Left side for McDonald, just off the mark in a three-point shot. Weak side rebound by Nicole Smith. Good outlet pass to Wood here. She comes up the middle, crossover dribble to the foul line. Decker goes inside of Miller, goes baseline, too hard off the glass. Rebound Smith. Nice kick out to Carl. Shot from the left side misses. Off the top of the backboard, still live. In possession arrow. Well, this time, number 11, Megan McNamara tied up with Davis and did not let go. Decker will sit down, very proud of her game tonight, 20 points. Probably will not return. 4:47 left in this ballgame. Miller against the Sydney press comes up the left side. Passes to McDonald. Puts it up for three. Swish! Tamara McDonald with her third three-pointer for Walton. Walton with four in the game. 42-23. Three of those by McDonald. Finkbeiner is in the ballgame now for Sydney. I think she's the one that replaced Kelsey Decker. Inside, off the glass, Smith missed it. Rebound by McDonald. Nobody takes her up the left side until Hannah Wood. Crossover by McDonald, way over the right side. Her shot is way short. Miller anticipates it, puts it up off the air ball, and is fouled by Smith. So now everybody that's played for Sydney has committed a foul, and almost everyone scored a point. What? We like to spread the wealth. Wow. Nothing says paranoid when the people at the scores table turn around and smirk at you. Number 22, Courtney Miller, misses the first shot. She's been held to 5 points tonight, looking for her first free throw. She won't get it there, so she's 0 for 5 tonight. Tough night for her. Hey, there's Hannah Wood in transition on the left side, going up with the right hand, and Hannah Wood now scores her first basket to go along with that superb defensive effort. Carl now guarding Miller. Miller drives on Carl left side, stops. Nice pass off to McNamara. The shot is good. Really nice offensive play there by Courtney Miller, this time giving up the ball for the teammate Megan McNamara, who's made two in a row. Carl looking to Smith, but getting there first is Kucera-Stuligros for the steal. And she's fouled right away by Nicole Smith. But it's the last non-shooting situation, or non-bonus, I guess, before the bonus. So Tamara McDonald, who's had the best offensive game of the season for her, Miller going against Carl. Carl not giving up a whole lot. Layup on the left side with a right hand, just missed short. And knowing that Courtney Miller is an outstanding offensive player, to see her miss countless shots like the one she just did, got to be frustrating. But hopefully she stays with it. There's Kucera-Stuligros from the foul line. Missed it. Nicole Smith secures the rebound for the Lady Warriors of Sydney with 3.5 to play in the game. 44-25, Sydney by 19. There's Carl on an elbow jumper no good, and it was a jumper. Finkbeiner into the corner. Carl putting quite an arc on it, fell way short. Miller catches it in flight and brings the ball over half court herself. Carl guards her, and the pass to the right, the left wing rather, for McNamara. Back to Miller. To the right side this time for Kucher. Stuhlegross drives in, comes up short on the shot. Looks like wholesale subs for Walton coming in. At least three of them going to be going in. There's Carl driving in. Off the glass, no good. And possibly two shots coming. Yeah, I guess so. So Bethany Carl is up the line to shoot a pair. First shot is off the rim, no good. She's 1 for 3, scoring 7 points tonight. Here come all the subs for Walton. So Miller stays, everybody else comes out. It's Shyla Rathmel, Lacey Spidell, Morgan Beardsley. Second shot by Carl, also missed by Asia Davis, slinks in there for a putback, and now she has scored. So almost everybody for Sydney has scored. Up the right side comes Spidell to McDonald, who has also stayed in the game. Back over to the right, launched from three-point line, missed, and Miller on the rebound, and that one misses short again. Ball turned back over to Sydney, 46-25. Sydney's highest offensive output of the season before this was 39 points in the one-point loss to Hancock earlier this week. Left side shot missed by Finkbeiner. Davis got one, then a second shot, and looks like she's drawn the foul on Morgan Beardsley. Final 2:17 to go. Davis 0-for-1 at the line, gets two this time. I take that back. It was a 1-and-1. My bad. All right, so Walton brings the ball up. That's Tamara McDonald. Right up the middle, guarded by Hannah Wood. McDonald stops. Bounce pass to the right. That's Spidell. And a blocking foul called. And an inadvertent buzzer. Foul will be called on Rathmel. And it looks like McDonald and McDonald's and Miller are both out of the game. So they're done for the night, combining for 18 of their team's 25 points. Traveling in violation against Sydney. And trying to finish it up here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very, very quiet crowd tonight. There is nobody making noise except the coaches. So the kids can hear it very well. Nicole Smith, chance to score. She breaks loose for a fast break pass and does score it. So Nicole Smith now in the scoring column. And a nice pass from her teammate. 48-25 the score. Can Sydney break 50, I guess, is the only question left to be answered. Nice hustle by Walton. It's going to be a three-pointer hoisted up and missing short by Rathmel. Well, Walton retains possession with Heather Ogden. Pass to the corner. Oh. It looks like verbally they're doing the 30-second clock. Let's see what that is. Well, Bethany Carl is going to... She's got both hands out saying, who, me? And, yeah, you. And she'll sit down. But a good, solid game, though, I got to say. 7 points. Very, very aggressive player. Shot is up and short. It was a 1-on-1 situation for Spidell. And we're down to the minute mark. Thank you. Sydney's Hannah Wood driving to the right side. Janong into Davis with her back to the basket. She turns to face, puts up a shot a little too hard. And battle for the ball. Finkbeiner does not give Velarde the chance to rebound it cleanly. It'll be a possession arrow in favor of Sydney. Left. Wood. Bounce pass to Finkbeiner. Back to Wood. She's in the baseline. Shot misses everything. Rebound by Heather Ogden. Ogden shoots a little 8-footer. Missed it. 31 seconds to go. Sydney ball, and they will pretty much end it here. They can't quite take the last shot. Wood guarded by Lacey Spidell as things wind up here with 20 seconds to go. Shot by Finkbeiner, trying to be the last one to get in the books. She missed on that shot. And the clock showing 16 even. Up the floor they come. And it is number 12, Velarde. Bank shot will look like that's going to end the scoring. 4 seconds to go, and Wood's just going to let it dribble out to zero. 48-27, so Sydney did not get that 50th point, but 9 points over their season high before this, and a good defensive effort on top of that. 48-27. Our final score. So we will have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award all coming up. So stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the postgame show on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat. Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hey, welcome back. We had some streaming audio going on and some listeners as well, so we appreciate that. Our postgame show on WCDO, following the Sydney girls' 48-27 victory over Walton. Our sponsors, as the award sponsors doubled up there too, Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Meng Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for more than 100 years. They're proudly supporting our local sports on WCDO, and at Meng Insurance, we insure your life. NBT Bank is the other sponsor. They're Outstanding Offense Award sponsors. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, when you go out to a 15-0 lead after the first quarter, you pretty much want to keep going and hang on. And despite Walton having several attempts at getting back into the game, they got it down to about 13 or 14 after Sydney had gotten up by 20 points. You think maybe it's the momentum's getting back into Walton's hands. Never did happen. They did put some points on the board, though, and get 27 into the books. But Sydney had just too much offense, and basically pretty much Kelsey Decker in the third quarter was what made that possible. Let's go through the scoring recap first of all. As I said, Kelsey with 20 points, 3 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers. It's very rare that somebody makes more threes than twos. She was 2 for 4 from the line. Oh, make that 2 for 6 at the line, and 20 points. Elsewhere, Riley Janong scored 5 points early and then had 2 baskets in the second half. She finished with 9, 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Bethany Carl, nice defensive and offensive effort. 7 points for her, 1-for-4 from the line. She sat out a lot of the second half in foul trouble. Hannah Wood with 1 basket for 2 points and a ton of assists. Let's see. And Nicole Smith got a late basket for 2. Brianna McLennan got 6 points early. She was the best free throw shooter at 2-for-2, and she finished with 6. Myasia Davis got some time in the fourth quarter. Lots of rebounds there. She had 1 basket, 0-for-2 from the line, and 2 points. So all told, 32-pointers, should say 30 baskets, or excuse me, 15 baskets from 2-point range for 30 points. 4 3-pointers, all by Decker, adding it up to 42, and then 6-for-15 from the line. And that's, 30%, and 48 points for Sydney. Again, their highest offensive output of the season. For Walton, they were led by Tamara McDonald, who had 3 3-pointers, 1 2-pointer, 2-for-2 from the line. She finished with 13. Their normal high scorer, Courtney Miller, struggled mightily throughout the game. Never gave up, though. I did notice that. Did not give up. She was 0-for-5 from the line. She had a 2 and a 3 in a very short amount of time, and those 5 points came in the third quarter. But missed many, many shots, especially in the short end underneath. So good defense on Sydney's part to shut her down like that. Morgan Beardsley had a basket for 2. Haley O'Connor missed 2 free throws, 0 points. Lacey Spidell, 0-for-1 from the line. Mikhail Ludden, Kuchera Stula-Gross did not score. Certainly played a lot and had some good steals. Heather Ogden, 0-for-2 from the line. Megan McNamara got 2 back-to-back hoops in the fourth quarter. She had 1-for-2 from the line for 5 points. Janine Velarde with a basket for 2, and I think that's it. Charlotte Rathmel started and did not score. So anybody who was in the uniform today did get to see a decent amount of playing time in tonight's game. We'll go right to the awards, and again, as no-brainer as it gets here tonight, Kelsey Decker will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner with 20 points, and I think the telltale sign, first of all, from Sydney's standpoint, Kelsey Decker far and away their high scorer, but in the first quarter, she only hit a 3-pointer. There were 3 other players that scored 3 or more points, and that's what helped get them out there. But when Walton started to find the answer early in the third quarter, McDonald hit a 3. Miller had 5 points in the first couple of minutes. They were coming back. Sydney called the timeout. Well, that's when Decker had 11 of those 20 points, including a 3-pointer and back-to-back hoops in the early part of the third quarter, which held Walton at bay. So 4 3-pointers as well. Nice shooting from the outside, 20 points for her. She also did a pretty good job on defense guarding Courtney Miller. But the Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance tonight, no question in my mind, it's going to go to Hannah Wood. Hannah never really looks for the offense as far as shooting. She did get a basket tonight. She had about 5 or 6 assists unofficially and just played tenacious defense and has that knack like her other sports, softball or field hockey, just a knack to anticipate the basketball on the other team in the other team's hands, and got a ton of steals tonight. Don't know how many they're going to credit her with, but she gave the guards of Walton fits, along with Riley Janung and Bethany Carl especially. All right, so that should do it from here. That's our only game from Sydney in this December. Tomorrow night we'll be at Bainbridge Guilford. Looking forward to that. High anticipation for one of the best boys games of the early season, at least in December, when Unitigo, undefeated in the MAC, goes up against the undefeated Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. Start time anticipated at 7:30, and the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show scheduled for 7:15. My thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station as always, and for our halftime guest Bill Christensen giving you the overview of this school project that at Sydney will have a vote on January 15th. And we just want to make sure that you know, if you are a Sydney resident, the idea is to get out and vote. Whichever way you vote, it's not a concern to me. It is that you do vote and make your voice heard. That way you have no gripes, whether it passes or fails. You voted, and that's what's important. All right, one more game before the holiday season, so I'll save the holiday greeting for tomorrow night. Let's hope we have a super game, because on paper, this looks like it's going to be one of the best. For WCDO Radio Sports, it's Greg Davey reminding you of the final score. Sydney tonight winning their first game of the season and going in their 1-2 in the MAC. They win over Walton tonight, 48-27. For WCDO Radio Sports, once again, I'm Greg Davey. Have a fantastic night. Good night.